Welcome back to another episode of This Week on Channel 9. I'm your host, Christina Warren, Senior Cloud Developer Advocate. Before we get into this week's dev news, just a little bit of housekeeping. So next week is Thanksgiving in the United States, and so there will not be a show. Tech developer news tends to be dead in the holiday weeks anyway. Like, trust me, I used to do this for a living. But I'll still be sure to highlight anything big that happens the following week. And while we're doing heads ups, I will be traveling during the first 2 weeks of December for some of the events that I'm going to be mentioning in just a second, which means that it's very likely that we won't have episodes of TWC9, and if we do, they'll be a little bit delayed. I would love to get a replacement host while I'm out of town, but because I research and write the show as well as host it, that's easier said than done, but stay tuned. All right, enough of all that, let's get into this week's latest dev news. First up, just a reminder of some of the major events that we've got coming up. So first, in Las Vegas on December 3rd through 6th is Dev Intersection, and there will be tons of talks across lots of different technology areas, but even better, at the same time as Dev Intersection, Microsoft and Dev Intersection will be co-producing Microsoft's Azure and AI conference, and that event will be co-located alongside Dev Intersection, and that conference will focus on Azure and AI, just as it says on the tin. And if you can't make it to Vegas, be sure to tune in to Microsoft Connect 2018 on December 4th, which will be taking place online and where we'll be streaming sessions from the Azure and AI conference, along with live coding sessions on Mixer and Twitch, as well as interviews with people like Scott Guthrie. Details for all the Vegas conferences are in the links in the show notes down below. Although a lot of the Channel 9 crew will be in Vegas for Connect and the other events, I will not. Instead, I will be in Berlin kicking off Ignite the Tour, which starts on December 6th, 2018. So Ignite the Tour is a free two-day event taking place at more than a dozen cities across the globe, where there's going to be sessions and workshops over new coding techniques, how to optimize cloud infrastructures, workplace modernization, and more. And there are six tracks full of deeply technical sessions, and you can mix and match what sessions you attend. Now, I'm actually going to be attending six different tour stops, including in Sao Paulo on December 11th and 12th. So if you see me in your city, be sure to say hello. Details on Ignite the Tour, along with the registration or save the date links, are in the show notes and description down below. Next up, the latest update to Visual Studio Code is out now. And version 1.2.9, or the October 2018 release, has tons of new features, including multi-line search, better macOS support, collapsible stack frames, and more. And my pal Brian Clark made a video that walks through some of the biggest changes, and there's an excellent blog post that details all the new stuff. But I just want to give a quick shout out to my favorite new feature, which is the multi-line search. And this is a big deal. I love it. And it works the same way as in the main editor, where a regex search executes in multi-line mode only if it contains a slash in literal. And the search view shows hinting next to multi-line matches as well. And in the settings, you can configure it so that a line number will show up in the search view, which is awesome. Also, selfishly, as someone who spends a lot of time writing in Markdown, there are some new updates to the built-in Markdown snippets that make it possible to create a key binding to turn selected text into a link. And this is literally something that I had to like write a custom plugin to do before, and I'm just really glad that I can get rid of that and just add some text to my Markdown snippet file. So that's great. There are a lot of other improvements, so check out the link in the show notes and to the full blog post, and you can download or update to the latest version of Visual Studio Code now. And while we're talking about Visual Studio Code updates, I want to go ahead and mention that the Python extension for VS Code has also received its monthly update. And the big news is that there is now Jupyter support with Python Interactive Window, meaning that you can now import your Jupyter notebooks into Python code. So that's really exciting. And the extension will also now detect new virtual environments that are created in your workspace root while code is running, meaning that you won't have to restart to get the editor to detect them. So again, that's also a really great feature. And I've got a link in the show notes in the description to a blog post highlighting the changes in the plugin, as well as a blog post about some of the new features for data science. And since we're talking about Python, which is often ubiquitous with machine learning, let's transition to some machine learning and AI news. And first, ML.NET 0.7 was released, and this is the latest release of the cross-platform and open-source machine learning framework for .NET. And this was first released back at Build in May. And this release, 0.7, focuses on enabling better support for recommendation-based ML tasks, enabling anomaly detection, enhancing the customizability of the machine learning programming pipelines, enabling using ML.NET in x86 apps, and more. So check out the show notes and description for a link to a blog post outlining all that new stuff. And another AI news, Microsoft announced this week that it is going to acquire XOXCO, a leading software studio in the bot and AI space, in order to help advance conversational AI. And XOXCO is the team behind Haldi, which was the first commercially available bot add-on for Slack, and BotKit, which is an open source set of building blocks for building bots. And in that vein, Microsoft CVP Lily Cheng also introduced some new guidelines for developing responsible conversational AI based on what Microsoft has learned through cross-company work focused on responsible AI and by listening to customers and partners. And I've got a link to the XOXCO announcements and to the new guidelines for developing responsible conversational AI in the show notes and description. Over on Channel 9 this week, we've got lots of great content. First up, in continuing with our AI trend, be sure to check out the Cognitive Services Live event, which was a live stream of a bunch of different demos and announcements related to cognitive services. So check that out. I've got a link in the show notes down below. And also on Channel 9, be sure to check out the latest episode of the IoT Show, which focuses on how to use time series insights in Azure IoT Solution Accelerator. And be sure to check out a great episode of Visual Studio Toolbox, which is a fantastic conversation on the history of .NET between Robert Greene and my pal Richard Campbell. And Richard is writing a book about the history of .NET, and so this is a great conversation, and I could really listen to Richard talk about this stuff for hours. Richard, please release your book now. Speaking of .NET, Mads Torgerson has a great post up on the .NET blog about building C-sharp 8. And as Mads says in his blog post, the current plan is that C-sharp 8.0 is going to ship at the same time as .NET Core 3.0, but the features will start to come alive in the preview versions of Visual Studio 2019. And some of the new features in C-sharp 8.0 include nullable reference types, async streams, and recursive patterns. So check out the show notes for a link to the blog post, which outlines all the new features and the planned features as those are coming. And also related, Kathleen Dollard has a blog post up about how Visual Basic will work in .NET Core 3.0, and I've linked that in the show notes and the description as well. So since we're talking about some of the C-sharp features that will become visible in Visual Studio 2019, that's a good segue into a preview of some of the UX and UI changes planned for Visual Studio 2019, including a new icon for both the release icon and the preview version, as well as a refreshed blue theme. So links in the show notes and description down below for that stuff. And rounding things out, GitHub released its top programming languages of 2018. And it should come as no surprise that JavaScript is the top language on GitHub across both contributors and repositories created. But when it comes to fastest growing languages by contributors as of September 30th, 2018, Kotlin tops the list, but TypeScript is at number 3, and PowerShell, yes, PowerShell, is at number 4. And I've got a link to the full report in the show notes and description. It's an interesting read, especially if you're interested in language trends across organization types and regions. So check that out. And now it's time for my pick of the week. So in the spirit of Thanksgiving, I would just like to give thanks to the fine people at Warner Brothers who decided that we needed a live-action Pokemon movie, the upcoming Detective Pikachu, which hits theaters on May 19th, 2019. And I'm going to be honest, I was pretty hesitant about the idea of a live-action Pokemon film. But as soon as I saw the trailer and heard Ryan Reynolds, yes, the same Ryan Reynolds who is best known as Deadpool and Mr. Blake Lively.
Here we go.
I know you can't understand me, but put down the stapler or I will electrocute you.
Whoa. Did you just understand me?
Oh my God, you can understand me.
Stop.
I've been so lonely.
Voice Pikachu. I knew that this had to be my pick of the week, and we are not worthy. All right, well, that does it for me. Let me know what programming languages have you the most excited in 2019 in the comments, as well as your favorite Pokemon. Mine is Squirtle. And if you're watching this on YouTube, go ahead and give this video a like. And while you're there, subscribe to our channel, Microsoft Developer, for all the latest nerdy Channel 9 content. See you in 2 weeks.